A court will determine whether or not an elephant is a person. A university student was expelled for beheading a pigeon, and an entire town was forced to shut after its only clerk quit. These are the weird stories for Monday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a very spacious closet. Lovely, lovely. Let's do it. A court is going to determine if an elephant is a person. Oh boy, just when you thought you understood reality. An elephant is identifying as a person, it sounds like. This is taking place in New York, by the way. In my old home, the Bronx Zoo. She has four limbs, expressive eyes, and likes to stroll through the greenery in New York City. Happy, by species, is an Asian elephant. Happy is her name. But can she also be considered a person in addition to being an Asian elephant? This question is before New York's highest court. In a closely watched case over whether a basic human right can be extended to an animal, such as an elephant, in a zoo, the advocates at the Non-Human Rights Project, the Non-Human Rights Project, they say, yes, this elephant, Happy, is an autonomous, cognitively complex elephant worthy of the right reserved in law for a person, for a human. So the advocates at the Non-Human Rights Project say this elephant is like a person and should have rights. The Bronx Zoo, where Happy the elephant lives, says no, no. They have an attorney as well, and the Bronx Zoo is arguing that Happy the elephant is neither illegally imprisoned nor a person, but a well-cared-for elephant, quote, respected as the magnificent creature that she is. That sounds like a reasonable position. They're saying, no, the elephant's not a person, and the elephant has been cared for here for a long time. Happy has actually lived at the Bronx Zoo for 45 years. Now, the State Court of Appeals heard arguments over whether she should be released through a habeas corpus proceeding, which is a way for people to challenge illegal confinement. Okay, so the Non-Human Rights Project is trying to get her out of the zoo. Well, then who's going to take care of Happy if you get her out of the zoo? Is the Non-Human Rights Project going to take on that expense or pay for Happy to be delivered to wherever Asian elephants come from? I'm not sure. Perhaps Africa? A lot of elephants are in Africa, from my understanding. So is the Non-Human Rights Project going to take care of all that as well? The Non-Human Rights Project wants Happy moved from this, quote, one-acre prison at the zoo to a more spacious sanctuary. Okay. So they must have a spot in mind. Spacious sanctuary. Like, what about Fenway Park? That's a lovely, spacious place. I'd like to graze at Fenway Park. I'm sure Happy the Asian elephant would enjoy walking around in that grassy left field right in front of the Green Monster. Seems like a lovely place to hang out if you're an elephant. Here's a quote from the Non-Human Rights Project, which I still can't believe is a thing. How do they get funding? I can barely get funding for a legitimate daily news podcast. Yeah, like I'm providing something that is kind of needed and wanted in the world here. The Non-Human Rights Project, where they try and give rights to ants. Somehow people are funding this. I'm just very surprised by what goes on in the world, as you can see. Here's a quote from the attorney of the Non-Human Rights Project. She has an interest in exercising her choices. Wait a minute. The elephant has an interest in exercising? Because you asked the elephant? Is that? I'd like to see that deposition. So the attorney says, Happy has an interest in exercising her choices and deciding who she wants to be with and where to go and what to do and what to eat. I don't know, man. Says here, and this zoo is prohibiting her from making any of those choices herself. Do you think you could put like a multiple choice test in front of her and she'd be able to pick it out? Do you think you could put photos of various habitats in front of Happy the elephant and then she'd be able to choose which one she'd prefer to be in? I question this. This is an elephant after all. Now, I know they're smarter than your average animal, but still, I don't think the elephant is capable of preferences and choosing. That's just me. Now, the non-human rights group says they have evidence that Happy's extremely self-aware. In 2005, she became the first elephant to pass what's called a self-awareness indicator test, repeatedly touching a white X on her forehead as she looked into a large mirror. I don't know if that's the kind of level of self-awareness that is should be required for you to now have the same rights as humans. I mean, that's some sort of awareness, but that's not high-level awareness, in my opinion. Okay, it says here, the zoo and its supporters warn that a win for advocates at the Non-Human Rights Project could open the door to more legal actions on behalf of all animals, including pets and other species in zoos. It could be the end of zoos as well, which on, you know, I'm kind of split with zoos. I don't like, I've said this on the podcast before, like I look forward to a day when we can kind of do without zoos. Like we can interact and see all these animals up close through a virtual reality at some point. But some of the sanctuaries and the zoos are actually protecting them. And in those instances, those zoos are pretty helpful. Here's a quote from an attorney for the zoo. If there's going to entirely be a rewrite and a granting to animals of rights that they never had before, shouldn't that be done by the legislature? I guess that's some legalese that I'm not familiar with. The attorney for the zoo says that Happy is happy. Happy can swim and forage and engage in other behavior natural for elephants at the zoo. Happy lives in an enclosure adjacent to the zoo's other elephant named Patty. Here's a quote from the zoo. The blatant exploitation of Happy, the elephant, by this NRP to advance their coordinated agenda shows no concern for the individual animal and, in fact, reveals the fact they are willing to sacrifice Happy's health and psychological well-being just to set a precedent. Yeah, I agree with that completely. That's what I think is going on here. It's like PETA. You know, they do stuff. They try and pull crap that's not exactly helpful for animals just to get them some exposure. And if you're going to go the whole awareness route, you know, I mean, then I guess they could take away all our dogs, too, because dogs have some awareness clearly as well. So can you not keep a dog at that point because they have human rights? Well, this seems silly to me. But that's just what I think. What do you think, my listeners? Call the show 646-450-2012. A university expelled a student for beheading a pigeon. I don't support beheading pigeons. I think pigeons have rights, and they shouldn't be beheaded. This occurred in Iraq, though. Maybe beheading pigeons in Iraq is common. An animal-abusing student in Iraq was expelled from his university for beheading a pigeon right on the campus. A disturbing video of this surfaced. The video is of the student at Al-Mustaqbal University College, which is in the province of Babylon. The video shows the student luring a pigeon with some food and then beheading it and throwing its body into the campus garden. This was shared on social media, of course. The display of animal cruelty sparked some outrage and demands that the university punish the boy. He was later identified as Ali Jawad Kazem Amran, a second-year accounting student. Well, you know, college is very stressful. These kids need an outlet to decompress. So some of the campuses are giving them crying booths where they can cry. You know, and then occasionally you're going to get a student that just beheads a pigeon because that's another way to de-stress. These are jokes, guys, in case you're confused right now. No, you shouldn't be beheading pigeons, bro. And by the way, while we're at it, the way they treat women is pretty bad. Okay, so it says here, the university on Wednesday released a statement saying that he would be considered to have failed the year and will be dismissed for the rest of the academic period of 2021-2022. The statement said he will be suspended based on the protocol for the discipline of students and because of the violence and violation of animal rights and his act contrary to public morals. Yes, and I don't think pigeons have human rights. I think they just have animal rights. But maybe this organization from the last story ought to try and fight for some human rights for these pigeons over in Iraq. It says here, a technical advisor at the former Iraqi Ministry of Higher Education, Ahmed Al-Wandawi, Can I just take a moment and just kind of pat myself on the back for pronouncing these difficult names so easily in this story? I'm having a good day, guys. So Ahmed Al-Wandawi endorsed the university's decision, saying that Omran should be sent to a therapist and obtain a behavior certificate before returning to school next year. He added that the classmate who filmed the video should also be investigated and urged that scenes of violence in Iraq should not extend to the university life. Now, like most street animals that are usually found in urban areas, pigeons are common targets for animal cruelty all across the world. Yeah, guys, I've heard people refer to pigeons as flying rats, and that hurts their feelings as well. So just be aware that pigeons are being beheaded in this world, and they're being degraded verbally in many different languages, which I'm sure they have awareness, guys. You think if you insult a pigeon, the pigeon's not aware that it's being insulted? I think it is. So watch yourself here. In fact, you may come across a pigeon that identifies as a human, and you better respect that pigeon. And don't confuse that pigeon for a non-human, because they're identifying as a human. Okay, you got to give them that. An entire town in Maine shuts down after its only clerk quit the job. That's right. A single clerk in a small town in Maine resigned after they denied her vacation request. Kristen Bouchard was the town clerk in Passadumkeag, Maine, since 2020. Kristen requested a two-week vacation. That sounds reasonable. She requested it about 2 months ago. Her plea was denied by the Board of Selectmen in the town. They claimed no one was available to step in for her or cover for her, so she couldn't take that vacation. Well, you know what? She said, screw you, I'm leaving. So she left. The town has had no one to register vehicles. They have nobody to keep crucial records. They have nobody to communicate with the State Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife. Nobody! Man, they're really suffering over there in Passadumkeag, Maine. Well, you should have gave Kristen her vacation, A, and you should have somebody to fill in, B. I mean, you got some people working, obviously, for the city. You have a board of selectmen. Maybe one of them could sit in. How difficult is it to keep a crucial record? How difficult is it to communicate with the fisheries and the wildlife? After all, the wildlife has awareness. You can register vehicles. Somebody has to do it. How do you not have a backup plan for Kristen? Now, it says here the position of town clerk isn't the only important opening in Passadumkeag. Oh, some other people have quit, too. Like what? Let's find out. The town of 356 people. Also, they lack a code enforcement officer. Oh, no. No one to enforce the codes. They don't have an assessor. Oh, you need one of those. They also don't have an animal control officer. Oh, that's a big deal. It's a lot of wild animals up there in Maine. Have you been? They have that thing called a moose. A lot of pigeons, too. So you need an animal control officer. Okay. They also don't have a school administration official. That seems very important. They probably don't have that many schools, but you need a school admin official. Now, there's a statement by the town hall saying that the office is shut down to in-person visitors until further notice. The treasurer will try to be in a couple of days a week to accept payments on things such as taxes. They're going to try to be there. Can't guarantee. Also says, please call the office before heading out to do any business here as there are no designated hours of operation. Now, we don't even have any designated hours of operation for the city hall. Oh, boy. What a fiasco. We got a treasurer in the town named Barbara Boya. Barbara has apparently been coming into the office to collect tax payments. Still, she's reportedly unable to register vehicles. She's like, I'm the tax collector. What am I supposed to register vehicles? I don't know how to do that shit. What am I supposed to do? Huh? Register the animals? I don't know nothing about animals or fisheries or wildlife. I just know taxes. She says, Barbara wants you to know she also can't do building inspections. Don't ask me to inspect any buildings. All I do is collect tax payments. All my life. Taxes. I tell you who to write the check out to. That's what I don't inspect buildings. Not at all. I also can't launch satellites. So don't ask me to launch any satellites. Okay. I can't conduct animal welfare checks either. You bring me an animal to check its welfare, I'm unable to do so. Don't expect it. All right. If your animal needs to pay its taxes, you can bring that down to me. I'll tell you what to make the check out to. That animal can pay their taxes to me. That's what I do. But I can't tell you if the animal's okay. You know, maybe I could do a rudimentary glance over the animal and tell you if it's okay. If it's beheaded, I know it's not okay. That happens sometimes. People are beheading pigeons all over this world, apparently. Also, Barbara wants you to know she can't undertake many of the other tasks that the previous clerk was responsible for. For instance, I can't run a raffle. I don't know the first thing about running a raffle. Yeah? You know? I know nothing about fundraisers. I can tell you how to pay your taxes. I can't raise funds. Yeah. And I don't know how to run an auction, even a silent auction. I have no idea how to do these things. Just letting you know. Also, in case there's an invasion, I don't know the first thing about military operations to protect the town. I know nothing about it. All right. I know how you can pay your taxes. That's what I do. And as far as codes go, I know something about tax codes only. I don't know about other codes. There's a lot of codes out there. All right. I've seen them. I've been around the town for a while. There's many codes. I know nothing about those other codes. Just taxes. Now, the town wants us all to know their officials are finding it very difficult to fill these open posts due to financial uncertainties. It's very unfortunate. It is also due to the town's very small population and the municipal roles being only part-time. Ms. Bouchard, for instance, our clerk that wanted a vacation, was only contracted to work 16 hours each week, though she said she often worked much more. And she was paid only $13,500 per year for her work. Here's a quote from Brad, who's one of the selectmen. Yeah, we have been left with a mess from years of neglect and are doing as much as we can to get our town back in order. That was my bona fide attempt at a Maine accent. Have you guys heard a Maine accent before? They're very special. Let me see if I can play one for you. Hold on. Oh, yes. A quick little search came up with interview with a Maine lobsterman. Let's listen to this guy's amazing accent. I'm sure it is.
So they carried him before. We would have cut a notch in this fin. So whenever I get a lobster that's got eggs, I cut a notch in this fin. And you can never keep this lobster. And that notch will last through a couple molts, so this lobster will be nearly halfway to being an old...
Wow, and we're learning about lobsters. This Maine accent is very unique, if you've never heard one. It's kind of a mixture of a Boston accent and something completely alien. I have no idea. Well, the story ends once more with a quote from Barbara, who wants everybody to know, I don't do licenses. I know nothing about licenses. So don't come to me for no fishing license or hunting license or driver's license. I don't do that. I do taxes. And another thing, I don't know nothing about trash disposal. I don't know anything about composting. Don't ask me for any of that shit.
This might have been one of my favorite stories that I just did because I got to do that Barbara lady over and over again. Barbara in Maine who only does taxes. In other words, your boy Jonesy basically turned it into an SNL sketch. You're very welcome. And for those of you who listen to the podcast and like, I just wish he would read the story. Well, you know what? We're doing extra shit. Whether you like it or not, I'll turn a story into an SNL sketch right before your eyes. I don't care. It's my show. And I think this is the reason why some of you keep gravitating towards this show. So thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be my fun, funny self. All right, listen, I got a nice review. I want to read it. It's 5 stars and it's called Absolutely Amazing. This was on Apple Podcasts in Great Britain. This is someone in Great Britain. Someone named Vernie, V-E-R-N-Y. Vernie writes, I listen every night to hear the wacky news that goes on around the world. This is the best way I have ever taken news in, as it's funny and lighthearted and amazing. Thank you. Keep up the amazing work. Vernie, for you to say this is the best way you've ever taken in news, I mean, I'm just so flattered by that. This is one of the best compliments ever. I'm so grateful. Thank you, Vernie, in Great Britain. I so appreciate that. And you even gave me 5 stars, which is just great. I mean, I would have been happy with 4. So this is great. Well, I'm glad you're a regular listener. Please stick around. I'm going to try to always make the podcast as entertaining and informative as I possibly can. And try to be funny as well. You know, humor is subjective, though. What some people think is funny, others don't. It's kind of like music. So, you know, we do the best we can. Some days, yeah, some days I'm just not feeling it. and it can go south. So thanks for sticking with me and giving me a chance. Appreciate all of my listeners. I got a lot of messages over the weekend too. Appreciate it so very, very much. Hope you enjoyed that Florida Friday story, by the way. Pretty cool, right? That was a good one. I got a lot of feedback about the lettuce, the woman attacking a man with lettuce story. Everybody enjoyed that. And I thought it was very funny as well. I enjoyed doing that one. So thank you for that. Thanks for the love, guys. I appreciate it. If you could do me a favor and share the podcast, that'd be super helpful if you could. I don't know how you share things. I guess word of mouth is great. Maybe on social media or something. I'd really appreciate it if you could share it. One of the ways for the podcast to grow, I've been told by watching a lot of videos on how to grow your podcast. Like I'm trying to like make it grow. They're like, ask your loyal listeners to help you grow it. Oh, okay, cool. So here I am asking my loyal listeners, help me grow the podcast by sharing it. It doesn't cost anything but a little bit of your time. So I would appreciate that. Is that it? Yeah, I think that's about it. That'll be the, that's the outro. Thanks for coming on this journey with me. Do you want to email me an article or something? If you think that, something you've read is Weird AF News worthy, just send it on over to funnyjones@gmail.com. I appreciate that.